Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you are well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more relationship stories. Maybe mix with some Am I the Arsehole as well. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting the like, subscribe, maybe that notification bell too, or really does help out the channel. Let's crack on with today's story. Now, today's story comes from Freaky Dance, who says, "My mum told me who my real dad is, and I'm having a hard time not freaking out. I, 16 female, don't know where to go about this. Like, the teenager sub wouldn't let me post on a throwaway because of no karma, and another one I tried said, I'm too young. Like, my mum had me when she was a teen, and it's been hard for her, I know, but she's the best mum ever. But like, ever since I turned 16, she's been acting so different to me. Like, she works late most days now, doesn't make my favourite foods anymore. Made me go to extracurricular sex ed class, but she won't let me have a boyfriend. Cut down my dance classes so I can focus on gradding early, and won't let me hang out with friends unless we're staying at a house, so no going out. Like, a week ago, my mum told me, because I'm the same age she was when she had me, I'm old enough to learn about my real dad now. I don't know. I was nervous, and she told me my dad is Uncle David, the husband of her best friend, my Aunt Olivia. Like, I've always called them auntie and uncle. They aren't related to my mum my whole life, but like, it all makes sense now why he always gives me bear hugs, attends my birthdays, he gives me extra presents, and why he chooses me for free, and why he's the one who taught me to drive. Like, it was just normal to me before, but now it just seems so weird to me, and I don't know what to think. I always thought my dad had like some forbidden love story with my mum or something, but it turns out I'm just a secret of a high school affair. It's like my fucking life is Riverdale now. Everyone at school noticed how down I've been, and the worst part is because our high school is joined with the middle school. I see Uncle David picking up his kids, and he waved at me a few days ago, but I pretended I didn't notice. Yesterday, my teacher made me go see the school counselor because I've been acting too moody. But when I didn't tell her anything, she called my mum because they are high school friends. After she picked me up, we got into an argument about it, and my mum told me nothing's different, but everything's changed. Like, I can't even focus on my coursework. Like, mum's telling me to focus on gradding early, but I can't. Do you guys have any advice on how to handle this with my mum? I don't want to talk to the school counselor, and I'm sure my mum's not going to let me talk to anyone else about it. I don't know if this is the right place to even post about, so if you guys have a better place, just message it to me. So there were some comments from OP, so we're going to cover them. So the first one was a response to a commenter who said that maybe mum's in a secret polyamorous relationship, and OP replied saying, "My mum said that she hooked up with Uncle David in high school, while he was already with Aunt Olivia, who was her best friend since kindergarten. I don't see how Aunt Olivia doesn't know, but my mum didn't tell me, and now she won't talk to me about it. I know for a fact that they aren't in a secret relationship. My mum isn't dating anyone and has told me she's aromantic now, whatever that means." OP then made a comment about how she's feeling jealous of her new half-siblings and says, "I don't know, and it makes me angry the more I think about it. Like, why do they get to have him and not me? Like, I love Aunt Olivia so much too, and I don't want to ruin things for her, but I never had a dad. I know I shouldn't be jealous, but last night I was scrolling through his daughter's Instagram and all the photos she has with him just made me so angry." OP then went on to make another post, which was titled, "Just learn who my real dad is and I'm going to meet him tomorrow and I'd love some advice. I'm really, really scared and I don't know what to say or anything. I'm 16 and my mum is 32, and about a week ago she told me that my dad is the husband of her best friend. I've known him as Uncle David all of my life and her as Aunt Olivia. Like, the more I think about it, the more it makes sense. Like, whenever he sees me, he gives me this big bear hug. Whenever it's my birthday, he comes with more presents than anyone. He He tutors me for free. He taught me to drive and text me congratulations whenever I get good grades and comes to some of my recitals. But I always thought that was uncle stuff and not dad stuff, and I feel kind of stupid, even though others have said I shouldn't, for not seeing any of it before. I don't think my mum told him that she told me, but I barely managed to convince her to make him come over tomorrow so we can talk. Like, I'm having trouble focusing and I just want some advice on what to say. Somebody suggested writing something down, but I don't even know what to write. And the worst part is I'm feeling jealous because his kids have him all the time and I barely get him. Please, please, if the dads on here can make me see some advice, I'd really appreciate it. And before we continue with more comments on this one, I don't know what the mum was thinking in this, dropping this information on OP because, you know, apparently she's old enough, but not expecting her to ask questions about it and almost not wanting to talk to OP about it in some way. Just like, oh yeah, that's your dad, get over it kind of thing, and focus on graduating early or whatever she wanted her to do. That seems like absolute madness to me. But OP did make a comment on that one saying, thank you, I'm just scared that whatever will happen will end up with me losing everything. I know maybe I'm just putting too much into my head, but like with my mum pushing me to grad early, it's just scary. I'll try and be patient and hopefully things will go good. And there continued to be a lot of good advice on that post, saying write down all your feelings, what you would want to say to the adults involved in this situation. It seems like they're all letting OP down at the moment in some way. I'm not sure what was going on with that school counsellor. I'm not sure if they're as confidential as a normal counsellor. But it seemed like incredibly wrong that OP shared any feelings and it automatically got passed to their mum. You know, if she was in danger, they probably have to say something. Again, I'm not sure, but it sounded like just because the counsellor was friends with mum in this, she went and told her all this information, which just seemed totally wrong to me. But OP made an update, which said, finally talked to my real dad and where we are now. Hey, finally remembered the password to this account so I can update you guys. Meant to do it weeks ago, but I couldn't remember. Anyway, I just want to say thank you to all the dads and siblings on the subreddit who helped me out. So after and during my first post time, I went to my mum and tried to tell her that I needed to talk to Uncle David. But she wasn't listening, so I tried saying what one user wrote, but then I ended up crying and then she was all like, I'm sorry baby, okay, I'll call him over tomorrow. Like I posted to the two other subs for help, and some users managed to help me write a list of things to say to Uncle David when I met, but then tomorrow comes and Aunt Olivia and Uncle David come over for dinner, and I didn't think Auntie would be coming, so I got really nervous, because my mum still didn't tell me if she knew. But after dinner my mum told Uncle David that I wanted him to give me another driving lesson, and he agreed to give me one, but like I'm sure my mum meant to talk to him while you drive. Like we went to the car in the garage and I got in the driver's seat and he got in the passenger seat. And he asked if I was ready to practice but then realized something's up and asked me what's wrong. I tried to tell him but I just kept blubbering and saying mum over and over again. And then I started crying like a baby. So he made me get out of the car and took me to the back seats. I just kept crying but he just hugged me and held me. I know I was trying to talk between crying and he said some stuff like it'd all be okay and stuff but I can't remember all of it. I don't know when, at some point Aunt Olivia came into the garage and joined him and started hugging me and saying all that stuff when she saw me too, but they made me go back into the main house and my mum was surprised to see me crying. I don't know, I tried to stop but I just couldn't, so they took me to my room and put me to bed, even though it was only 8 p.m. lol. Uncle David stayed with me while mum talked to Aunt Olivia and I couldn't hear what they were saying because I was still crying, but I did hear Aunt Olivia say early graduation, so I think she thought it's because of that. When they left, my mum made me drink water and hugged me till I fell asleep, and stayed with me like that, I think the whole night.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Next day, when Mum came home, she apologized for pushing so hard for me to graduate early. We talked about Uncle David, and she said she doesn't know if Aunt Olivia knows, but doesn't see how she couldn't after all this time. She agreed to tell Uncle David that I know for me because I don't think I could. He had a phone call about it apparently, and my mum said that he wanted to see me after school to talk about things. So my mum took me to Starbucks to meet him, and I forgot the paper I wrote at school with questions to ask him, and I started to panic again until my mum calmed me down. But Uncle David came and I wanted to cry again, and I guess I'm just a big crybaby because I did, kinda when he gave me a bear hug again. Here Mum just started talking about how now that I know it's all up to me and how things don't have to change if I don't want and how he loves me so much. I didn't really know what to say, so I just asked if Aunt Olivia knows and if she hates me. She told me she knows but didn't say anything because she could never hate me, which did calm me down. Like, we had a long talk, and in it I just told him that I wished I could have him more often and I could call him Dad and not Uncle David, and that I felt so jealous that his kids got him all the time and I barely ever had him, even though he was my dad first, and I wished that we knew each other more. I don't want to go into everything he said back unless there's questions, but I guess highlights are he told me he loved me and we could spend more time together if I wanted, and we could have a big family meeting, and at the end he said if I wanted to I could call him Dad and he'd love it if I did. And when I called him Dad, he smiled so much and gave me the biggest bear hug ever. Anyway, that week Uncle David and Aunt Olivia and their kids came over for dinner, and then after that he just said that we all needed to talk about me. Aunt Olivia told me that she had always loved me and be my auntie. The kids got confused, so he told them that I was actually their sister. And well, they were still confused, but the oldest seemed kinda mad at me. They've become so distant since they found out, and it sucks, but oh well. I've been spending more time with Aunt Olivia and Uncle David, and it's weird because I keep typing that, even though I've been calling him Dad. Oh, and I'm almost guaranteed to graduate early. And whilst OP is pretty positive in this post about where their life is going, it was pissing me off some points in this post, I got to admit it. And this saga is going to continue in a moment. And again, to me, it's just the adults in this situation. Your mum didn't know if Aunt Olivia knew about it. She hadn't been discussing with David whether Aunt Olivia knew the fact that she dropped it on you, a 16-year-old who's studying hard, got enough stress in her life at the moment, and dumped this situation on you to approach David and come out and say, you're my dad sort of thing. You're the one who has to reveal this information, that you knew about it now. Then again, to me, the adults in this situation, bringing the half-siblings over. Like, surprise, that's your sister. And it felt like they was almost expecting to go, hey, sister, celebration time. Of course, the half-siblings are going to be confused. Bombshell to drop on them as well. I just feel like the adults in this one are just failing over and over again. And I know it's a huge and complicated thing that they're all going through right now, but come on. So then OP went over to the Am I the Arsehole subreddit with Am I the Arsehole for telling my half-siblings to get over the fact that we have the same dad. So, I, 16 female, didn't know who my real dad was for most of my life. It turned out that he was my mum's best friend's husband because he cheated with my mum. They all knew. My mum just didn't tell me until this year. Looking back, he's always been like a dad to me, even though I always refer to him as Uncle David. My dad and his wife, who I call Aunt Olivia, have kids and I always thought they liked me. Like, they're younger, but they'd always want me to play with them and they were always trying to impress me and stuff. I was like an older cousin than a sister though. Since we got everything out in the open, I've been over their house more often. Aunt Olivia loves having me there and I love having her as my stepmom because she was already like my bonus mum. But the kids don't like me anymore. They don't want to play with me anymore and they barely acknowledge my presence. Yesterday during dinner, my dad, because I'm never going to stop calling him that, and Aunt Olivia had to go talk to a neighbour and I was left alone with the kids. They kind of ganged up on me and said I should go back to saying Uncle David because they only want him to be their dad. I get that they're younger than me, but they've never known what it's like to not have a dad, and I got really mad. I angrily told them that I'm never calling him Uncle David again, and if they liked it so much, they can call him that. I said to get over the fact that all of us have the same dad. It caused a fuss, and my mum had come to take me home. Aunt Olivia is 100% on my side. My mum doesn't really care, and my dad told me that I should be more considerate to their feelings because they are younger. My friends told me I was an arsehole because I should have helped make them understand. So, am I the arsehole? And this post was flagged, no arseholes here. Which, with all the information we've got so far, makes the most sense to me. It feels, well, I say no arseholes here in this particular story, but I think there's outside arseholes, you know, the adults in the situation once again are currently causing this mess to me. And of course, OP replied to some of the comments again, a response to someone saying her mum sucks for not allowing OP therapy. OP replied to him, my mum doesn't suck. She just thinks she's doing what's best for me. I know it's not right to hate therapy, but it doesn't mean she sucks. OP followed up with saying she wouldn't listen, and if they go and Aunt Olivia or me tell my mum, she'd probably make a rule that I can't go. The only therapist she'd let me see is the counsellor who works at the school, and that's just because they've been friends since high school. And apparently reveals all your information to her as well. OP then goes to defend her mum and her dad having an affair, and says, what does it matter? Aunt Olivia forgave my mum and they're still best friends. My mum doesn't suck. She could have given me up or aborted me, but she fought for me and always fights for me. She just wants me to be better than her. She loves me a lot, and even though she's gotten stricter this year, she still does her best for me. OP then talks about her half-siblings and says, I don't want them to act more maturely, but at least be nice to me. I've been nothing but nice to them. If they don't want me to be their sister, okay. I don't like it, but I can live with it. I've lived my entire life without siblings so far. But they can't tell me that he's not my dad anymore, when I've wanted a dad all my life. OP mentions the ages of the half-siblings, who says one's a teenager in middle school and the other one's in elementary school, but almost done. OP talks about her life so far, which says flipped in a great way doesn't mean my life has been great. I didn't have a dad most of my life. My cousins, mum's brother's kids aren't allowed to see me. My own grandparents won't look me in the face. And I want to be a good big sister, and I've tried being kind and gentle, but they don't want anything to do with me. And I'm scared because they used to love me, but now they don't. They used to be the only cousins I had, and now they hate me. And yeah, I guess it's all well, because I don't know what else it can be, because if they keep hating me like everyone else in my family, but my mum, Aunt Olivia and dad, I don't want to kill myself feeling bad about it. OP then updated the Am I the Arsehole post, which said, a few days after I posted, my dad and Aunt Olivia called me over and said that the kids wanted to apologize. So I went over and waited till they come back from their practices, but they just got angry when they saw me. Then when Aunt Olivia told them to say sorry, they got more mad. They said they hated me and they'd never call me their sister, and they never wanted to see me again. I tried not to cry, but I couldn't help it because when Aunt Olivia asked if I was okay, I just couldn't hold back. Dad sent them to their rooms and I think he was scolding them, but Aunt Olivia just hugged me even though I kept crying. I managed to tell her to drive me home, so she did and kept telling me it wasn't my fault and she and Dad would always love me and they tried to get the kids to behave, but I couldn't stop crying. I don't know, something about actually hearing them say that they hate me. Like all of my mum's family hates me just because I was born and now these two kids who used to love me said it too. I did stay in the car till I stopped crying and I asked Aunt Olivia not to tell my mum what happened because of how protective she gets sometimes. I think she did though. Like at home I tried not to cry but I ended up crying again as soon as I got into bed and my mum heard and had to cuddle me to get me to sleep. I guess she got worried because of how much I've been crying lately, so she took me on a small vacation to Edmonton right after my graduation ceremony. Going there helped me feel better because I realised it's okay if they hate me. My mum thinks I'm great, so does their mum, so does our dad, and all my friends love me. So they might be younger than me, but they are missing out. If they do want me to be their sister, then I'll always give them a chance, but I try not to be jealous of them or anybody else anymore. Since then, I've been a lot better. I graduated early like my mum dreamed. I'm excited but scared to start my program in September because my mum can't come with me and every time I've spent time with Dad or Aunt Olivia, it's just been us. But like a year till university starts, I'm going to be gone for my program, so I'm going to try and be as happy as I can this summer. It's a bit funny looking back at how stressed I was because it feels like no biggie now. Maybe Dad or Aunt Olivia will remind the kids how much I love them before I go, but even if they don't, I won't let it keep me down. Now, I'm going to turn this one to you guys. What do you guys make of this situation? How would you have dealt with it if you was OP? Let us know your thoughts in the comments below. Now, just a huge...
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Thank you from the bottom of my heart for getting involved in today's stories. Your love, support, and time always means the absolute world to me. So thank you so much for what you do. And hopefully I will see you in the next one. Take care and much love.
Wake up, get up, stretch my legs, eat some breakfast, milk and eggs, brush my teeth up, wash my face, throw my clothes on, start my wake up, I can smell the smoke from the bacon. Yum, yum, yum. Let's go, see the sun shining from the windows. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, I know that today.